Good morning. Clouds moved into a large part of interior New York and New England from the south as a disturbance slowly tracks its way up the mid-Atlantic coast and in our direction. At the same time, a stalled front is situated to our north and west and over southern Canada and western New York. These two features will combine over top of us during the course of the day today to produce mostly cloudy skies, a humid, more summer-like feel, and eventually a few scattered showers, maybe a few bursts of rain, and a couple of rumbles of thunder in a few spots from time to time through the afternoon hours. It will certainly not be raining the entire time in any place. However, scattered showers will be likely into the evening after high temperatures reach to about 80. Beyond that time frame, the front will make some progress toward and then off the eastern seaboard later tonight. Skies will become partly cloudy and lows will drop into the upper 50s and lower 60s. We'll open up Friday with some leftover clouds early in the morning, with high pressure building in, though. We'll return to mostly sunny skies during the day, but cooler air behind the front will also build in and highs will be left in the lower 70s. A clear, chilly night on Friday night, setting us up for a beautiful start to the weekend. With full sunshine on Saturday and a new area of high pressure in control, it will be pleasant, with highs staying in the lower 70s. Another disturbance will work its way in our direction on Saturday night and arrive during the day on Sunday with cloudy skies and occasional showers for the second half of the weekend. Highs will stay in the lower 70s. Behind that system, a new area of high pressure will build in, dominating the weather for the first half of next week with a mix of sun and clouds, highs near 70, along with a northwest breeze on Monday, and mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the slow-moving upper-level low that's been responsible for the early season winter storm through the Rockies and Central High Plains will wind down today. Winter weather will be confined to the Central Rockies, where some additional heavy snow is possible. The much below average temperatures that this system also produced from the Rockies into the plains will continue to moderate over the next couple of days. Although temperatures are expected to remain well below average Thursday and Friday across much of the central and southern Rockies into the central and southern plains, readings are not expected to be as low as over the past few days. Meanwhile, some relief on tap for the recent fire weather conditions across the west as the winds will continue to diminish. However, with temperatures remaining above average and the relative humidity remaining low, an elevated fire weather threat will continue across large portions of the west coast from California to the Pacific Northwest. At Mount Washington this morning, partly cloudy skies and 51 degrees with a southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 26 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 63, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.30 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Medford, Oregon, to a low of 8 at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, just the risk of a shower with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 59, the average temperature 69, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 37 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is now 54 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 24.28 inches for the year, which is 2.78 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 96, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a scattered shower and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the 70s. An evening shower, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. An evening shower, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 80. An evening shower, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds and increasing sunshine and pleasant, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, comfortable on Saturday, lower 70s. Cloudy with a good chance of showers on Sunday, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Monday, around 70. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Tuesday, and more sunshine back into the lower 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.